And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and take that deep healing breath, breathing into the divine presence within. And as you exhale, just feel your body relax and your mind let go of anything in the outer that is keeping you from realizing the truth of God. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to go deeper into that inner sacred place, centering into the omnipresent love, sustaining strength, and pure peace that God is. These are the truth of your being. Now, in this consciousness, once again, let's visualize and following Jesus up the hillside to the top of the summit overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee, knowing that you are following Jesus to a place of higher consciousness. And as you sit at the Master's feet, Jesus looks directly into your eyes and says, "Congratulations to the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And in that moment, your mind and heart open, and you know that Jesus is inviting you to a new state of mind, a state where you don't have to conquer the world or the world's problems alone. You can release struggle and stress as you surrender to the perfect energy of the divine. As you allow the power of God to flow through your entire soul, you feel unparalleled freedom and joy and happiness. And next, you hear Jesus say, "Congratulations to they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Jesus is telling you that you have been given the power of dominion over your own thinking. This is part of your divine inheritance. You can think rightly even in the face of temporary outer challenges and appearances. You can turn away from the conflict to the power and presence of God and know that God is always greater. In this consciousness, you gratefully claim the good that God has in store for you. And now, in a few moments in the silence, I invite you to bring a problem, a conflict, or a desire into your consciousness. Become meek. Center your mind on the power greater than the human struggle. Surrender your worry, your fear, your thoughts of less than. In this situation, hunger and thirst for right thinking. Know that divine will for you is only forever unfolding good. Begin to see your situation differently, and you will draw yourself to a perfect outcome. Finally, in the situation you are facing or the desire you are pursuing, ask yourself, "How can I be pure, unconditional love in this situation?" Surrender, seek God and your divine powers. Visualize yourself being love. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now let us come together in joy and gratitude, knowing that whatever we claim in the right consciousness is ours. We know this is so. We are grateful for our way-shower, Jesus Christ, who taught us how to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. And through the power of the eternal Christ, we know it is so. And we say thank you, God. Amen. And now let's complete our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.